This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to According To. I'm Megan.
And I'm Sierra. For this week's episode, Megan and I thought it'd be fun to just have a discussion about girlhood. This is not like a new phenomenon, but I feel like within the past year, especially like after the Barbie movie came out, there's been a lot more people just like talking about like what girlhood means.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know if it's just more people like embracing girlhood or like talking about girlhood, but we're going to be talking about what it means to us. And we both kind of independently did like our own little like research and online rabbit hole.
With the help looking of TikTok. That always helps.
Of stuff we wanted to talk about. And I feel like there's like some interesting topics and conversations to be had related to the topic.
So we will get to that shortly. Weekly spotlights this week. What's your weekly spotlight?
I got a haircut.
That is a good one.
Last Thursday, it's like knowing, would you consider my hair length like a lob? Or like longer than that?
I guess like looking at it probably is a lob.
You know, that's like the style inspo that I typically look up when I'm getting my haircut. But like I got my last haircut back in October, so probably like 5 months ago. And I just like my hair grows so fast. Granted, like 5 months is
it's kind of a long enough time.
Yeah. Where it's like if this is my intended hairstyle, I should probably be getting a cut like every...
Here's the question then.
2 months?
Did you schedule out? They ask you if you want to, don't they?
I think she did. But I don't know.
It's made my life. If you've never been someone... Because here's the thing.
I get my eyebrow waxes scheduled now.
See, I don't do that. But I do have my like monthly membership now. So like I'm kind of like, oh, I need to go again. Like after the 15th of the month, I'm like, if I want to get my...
Get your money worth.
It carries over.
Yeah.
Like I should get my eyebrows done soon. Anyways,
I had become haircut. I got it thinned.
It's so annoying to have to schedule a little bit,
and then like I get the front pieces like, you know, done where I can do like that styling that I like to do now. Which then I had a question because I was thinking about this for you and for you. If you had to pick, like I feel like people always say like hair, makeup, outfit. Which one are you?
Hair.
I agree.
Because I can do so little with my hair.
And we were just talking about this, how like...
And I don't do... I can't do makeup. My outfits, like, I feel comfortable and just fine in, you know, my... I try to, you know, wear elevated, basic pieces. But like at the end of the day, like I am who I am. And that is oftentimes like I'm wearing sweatpants or leggings and a sweatshirt. And I'm okay with that. I'm at peace with that.
Like I can tell you, like when my hair is done, which I've been... I would say like 80% of the time these days, I'm like styling my hair so that it looks how I want it to look until my next shower. And then like after I'm showering, I'm basically immediately doing that same styling. Because I used to like for basically the entirety of my life, like I would just let it air dry.
I'm not trying to say
what you should or should not do. But like I didn't like my natural hair. I didn't style my natural hair even in a way that like made it look good.
I think that what really... kind of blew my mind a little bit and like made it so I wanted to style my hair regularly was when like the one step styler and blowouts kind of became more popular again, because
it was like constantly like straightening your hair or curling.
Then it wasn't just like I was just straightening my hair or just curling my hair, because I used to always curl my hair if I wanted to do my hair. But it was like
you used to be a hair straightener though too, like in high school and middle school.
I know.
Mostly middle school.
I've gone through phases. And then I kind of like like you said, after high school, I really didn't straighten my hair much. So then if I did want to do my hair, I would curl it. The issue was that I always was kind of like, I'm never really doing anything that like warrants my hair needing to be done.
And granted, so it doesn't have to be like there has
it doesn't have to be that way. Or like if I was someone who could like figure out how to actually style my hair into updos of any sort, if I could figure out a slick back bun or hairstyle, in theory I'd be unstoppable. But like
I just feel so self-conscious.
Like most things, I'd probably get used to it mm-hmm. and learn to grow into it and like it. But the few times I've tried to give it a go, I really am just like, I can't. I do not like how this looks on me.
It's the meme it's like of the when people part. Say, I was going to say,
and I just saw someone.
Like the hat, where people are like, that you too. Can tell I'm not a hat person, right? Like, you can tell I'm not a slick back bun person. And like everyone, no one can. Like,
yeah. I just saw someone, too, like, they were making a video. I made the same TikTok video. I don't know if I posted it or if it was in my drafts. But this was, like, beginning of quarantine. I had extremely long hair. It was pretty dark because I had like kind of done like a demi-permanent dye and went darker. I looked ghostly. Okay. Looking back, it was like too cool tone. And I just am like, never do that again.
Never do that again.
And I had a side part. And I remember at that time when it was like, everyone was kind of like collectively deciding like middle parts better. You guys do what you want. But I, as a side part where at the time I watched those videos and every single time I knew that the middle part looked better or I thought the middle part looked better. And so I was kind of like,
certainly I'm not the exception.
I'm not the exception to the rule. Now, granted, I have a widow's peak, so I have decided that my middle part is going to be slightly off to the side. That's just how it wants to lay. And second of all, you have to get used to it. Like if you're ever trying something new, it's not going to be something that you're going to like change and say, this looks amazing, incredible. Why was I not doing this before? Maybe you would, but I certainly did not. But I was like, let me grow into this. Let me try it out for a little bit and actually like give it a shot, especially because all the hairstyles that I liked, it was like, okay, everyone's getting
like those face framing pieces. Not that you have to have like really a middle part, but it's like harder when you don't have a middle part because then that's uneven framing.
Yes. And so knowing all of that, I was like, stick with it and haven't looked back. Maybe side parts are coming back around. I don't know. But I personally am still like, I have a jump scare every time I see like myself with a side part now.
Yeah.
So what were you even talking about?
Well, we were on our weekly spotlights.
Oh, yeah.
You were talking about getting my haircut. And then I had the question that I wanted to pose to you. So what's your weekly spotlight?
My weekly spotlight is that Iowa women's basketball is going to the Sweet 16.
You're watching the game yesterday.
It is so fun to have something so nationally talked about related to like the school that we went to and like local sports teams.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously we're Iowa fans and it's fun to see some people choosing to hop on the bandwagon of wanting to cheer for Iowa just because they're so well known now. And it was a close game. West Virginia definitely played like they played tough. They were probably playing
the better game yesterday. We just happened to have more free throws at the end. And, like, we just luckily pulled ahead at the right time.
Yeah. But I definitely, like, I saw a lot of conversation on, like, Twitter. And it's like, if you want to beat Iowa, like, their style of play is probably what you need to do it. Like, heavy defense, make them tired.
Turn the ball over.
Yeah. So it was a good game. I was nervous, but I'm always happy when you pull out the win. So.
It was funny because we were doing trivia, like at the place that we were at. It was like trivia, and then they also had the game on. And first round, we did okay of trivia. I think we got seventh place or whatever. And then like round two, when it was like just like really close game. Like
first of all, we were doing so bad, just like we didn't know the questions. Yeah. We had no idea.
And like eventually, we just kind of gave up of like, well, I don't know. Put the answer in.
I don't know. Just like, I'm watching the TV, so shut up.
Yeah. So there's one. We missed one of the questions because we weren't paying attention. Like the time ran out and I was like, oh, we didn't even look at it. So yeah, that was distracting. Not the best for trivia.
Again on Friday.
We met a listener at trivia. I don't remember if you said your name. If you did, I forgot. But thanks for stopping and saying hi. It was nice to meet you.
So that was my weekly spotlight.
Okay.
Book anything updates. This else? Is going to be a quick one because we're both in the middle now. Like,
got some long books.
We're in the middle of long books
I'm
now.
I'm reading A Court of Silver Flames. I am just getting into it. Like, I'm less than 100 pages in.
You didn't even update it after you read it this morning, supposedly.
Oh yeah, I didn't. Sorry.
If you ever do morning reading,
you gotta update.
I'd like to see an update.
I want to get on Goodreads and see an update. That's funny.
I am reading Iron Flame. I don't remember if I had started this last time we were podcasting, but I'm not reading at a pace that I would prefer to be reading at.
I'm not proud of my pace that I'm reading at right now.
Because I can't even say what page I'm on because my Kindle's not showing me what page I'm on, but I'm 10% of the way through, which, what is it, like an 800 page book? Yeah, I'm trying to use the release of Abby Jimenez.
Whoa.
Abby Jimenez is new book. I already ordered it on pre-order.
It's like when people say I edited it.
Amazon Prime, which like I never do that. But it comes out April 2nd and I'm using that as, okay, that's 1 week from today. I'm going to use that to motivate me so that I can start that book when it comes.
I'm going to be trying to finish my book by the end of this weekend. I do not know if that will happen, but that is my goal. Do you want to run through our reading order that we made?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to.
Even though, like,
this is always subject to change. Yeah. Always, always. But I feel pretty good about my list that I have. So we'll see.
I have mine pulled up. So I need to finish A Court of Silver Flames. And then I think I'm going to read Vengeful, which is the second book in the Villains duology. So I read the first book, Vicious. Really liked it. And I want to read the second one. I have it. I bought it, so I need to read it. Then, having previously finished ACOTAR, I am now free to start Throne of Glass. And so I've decided I might read Assassin's Blade after I read Vengeful. And then we have our book club book that we are going to read. Oh, book club also happened. That could be a weekly spotlight.
True.
We read The Fury. Most people gave it 3 stars or some variation of that. Megan gave it 4. I gave it 5. Whoops. But our second book club book that we picked out was Scythe.
I'm really excited about it. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be fun to have like a different genre that we read.
Mm-hmm. That was Maggie's pick. We like did this thing where I submitted a Google form, had everyone fill out stuff related to like the book that we had just read and then like prepping for book club. So I had everyone submit a book idea for us to like pitch to book club. And Scythe was Maggie's pick. So
she's the winner.
Congrats. And
but there was like some good suggestions.
Yeah, we had some good thoughts. Then I want to read Just for the Summer. That's the book that Megan just mentioned. Then I might read Divine Rivals because it's on my Kindle. It's Kindle Unlimited, I think. And then I might read Throne of Glass. And then I have The Fine Print, Funny Story, which is going to be hopefully, you know, out by the time I get there. And Things We Never Got Over.
You'd have to be reading really fast for it not to be.
I'll probably like jump to it, honestly. Actually, I'm going to let you read it first. The Fine Print and Things We Never Got Over.
You have to wait.
Are both on there because Megan has both of those trilogies and I just haven't started them and I'm like, I need to get my foot in the door.
Yeah, dip your toes and see.
I need to read them at some point. So that's my plan.
I have 11 books right now, I guess including the one I'm currently reading on my potential reading order. So I'm reading Iron Flame. Just for the Summer, as I said, is going to be delivered next week and I'm going to try and read that next. Then I'm going to do The Serpent and the Wings of Night because I've been wanting to read that. I don't even know how many books are out in that series now.
At least 2.
And Sierra read it. She enjoyed it. So I don't want to like forget about it before I like just keep adding other books onto my TBR, even though like I have books on my TBR that have been on my TBR for years. So then I'm going to try and do Scythe to get the book club book done. This is a placeholder, but I might, if I'm not feeling it, I'm not going to make myself read it right now. But I have Friend Zone, also by Abby Jimenez, in as a placeholder. Like, if I ever feel like I need a refresh, that book is always available because we do own it. Then I think I want to do Assassin's Blade. I just feel like maybe I'll be ready at that point and ready to start a new series. Then if I'm feeling really good and I want to just go into the second book, I have Throne of Glass. At that point, I don't foresee I will want to like go into book 3. Like, I just typically need a break between the books I'm reading, especially like if I want to savor the series, I will do that. Then I have Funny Story. Hopefully it'll be out by then. I'm sure it will be. Then I have Ruthless Vows, which is the second book after Divine Rivals. Then I have Remarkably Bright Creatures, because that's a book that I bought a physical copy of. Kind of seems like it'd be a good time to do a little reset. And then I have The Naturals, because I've decided I want to see where that series takes me.
Want to see what it's about.
Yes. So.
That's our little book update. Books to come, maybe. Anything else that we need to update people on before we get into down to the nitty gritty cumero, numero. You know, that's from HQ Trivia.
I don't think so.
Do you guys remember that? Okay. Girlhood. Hold on. I have something. This is like related to like the girlhood searching. We talked about this and I wanted to bring this up to you guys because I was searching through TikTok. I don't know how this TikTok popped up.
Have another thing to talk about. That person that's punching everyone in New York City. I have nothing really to say. Did anything else come? But I'm just like, I keep seeing more and more people saying they're getting punched in the face.
Interesting. If you're in New York City, keep your eyes peeled. Keep your eyes peeled. Okay. So as I was searching through girlhood stuff, I'm not sure why this TikTok popped up, but it was this TikTok of essentially like, is it normal to like walk around your house specifically like with your dad present? Is it normal for a girl, is not the right word, like let's say teenager, to walk around in her bra and underwear? Is that appropriate to do around your dad? And I thought the comments were interesting because in my mind the answer is no, that's not appropriate. Like, so clearly I would never do that around my dad. I never did that around my dad. Like, sports bra and like shorts is one thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not saying that's weird, but these people were saying, like,
I'm envisioning what you guys are saying on the screen, which is bra and underwear.
And there were just a lot of people commenting, like, if you think this is weird, then, like, you guys have a problem. Like, your relationship needs to be examined. And, like, I literally sent this to Megan because I was like, am I being weird? Like, am I over examining this? Because there were, like, there I would say so most many. Of the comments were like, this is not weird. And I'm like, yes, it is. Anyway, I would be curious to know your guys' thoughts because, to me,
I just that's weird. That.
Or, like, my dad wouldn't walk around in his underwear. Like, he'd walk around shirtless like in his gym shorts. Like, to me, and people are like, there's no difference between, like, a swimsuit and, like, a bra and bikini or, like, shorts and underwear.
I also, like, I'm not someone who, like, wants to walk around, like, naked in my house. If I lived alone, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
so maybe it stems from, I just can't imagine a situation where I would be doing that.
Like, I close my door, like, when I'm changing and I'm home alone. Like, I don't know. Maybe, like, I feel like different houses have, like, different naked cultures. You know what I mean? And so maybe that's where, like, the difference of this stems from. Neither of our houses were naked houses Mm-mm. growing up. So, I don't know. I just thought that was a weird thing that I stumbled upon last night that I was curious
open.
About.
And she was like, discussion. Huh.
So I just wanted to bring it up. I suppose there's, you know, technically no right or wrong, but I have some thoughts.
Okay. How many did you come up with?
Like, topics?
Yes.
I have, like, 6 things. I don't know, like, how much.
I have 11.
Each of them. Okay.
Yeah. Well, like, some are simple, some are more.
I guess for, like, to start things off, when you, like, think of girlhood, like, what is it to you? And what makes it exclusive to girls or women or whatever?
I feel like girlhood is like a collective experience of things that, like, when we mention these things, I'm envisioning and imagining all of our female listeners are kind of like, I totally understand what you're talking about. It could be like a collective problem, a collective experience, I guess those are the main things. That would be it.
Okay.
I rest my case.
I said doing something or saying something to a fellow girl or woman that you are only doing or saying because you have a similar lived experience. Thus, a man would never do or say that thing because he has no such lived experience.
Okay. Look at you just creating a little thesis.
But, like, to give an example, because I feel like that's pretty open-ended. Like, when
this whole podcast is examples. But go ahead.
Like, giving, like, a girl your only hair tie. Like, girls are like, oh my god, like, that's girlhood. And a guy yeah. typically doesn't carry around a hair tie because guys typically don't have hair long enough to warrant a hair tie. And, like, girls know how, like, mm-hmm. quote-unquote sacred your hair tie
if
is.
I'm
like,
at work.
Your last hair tie. I always have a hair tie on me. Therefore, offering someone your last hair tie because you have that lived experience of, like, having your last hair tie and being like, I don't want to, like, give it up. you're like, oh my god,
I need some new hair ties. Mine, I have one.
I have one good ties. One. You can borrow some of my hair ties. Uh-huh. That's girlhood.
That is so girlhood.
That's so girlhood of us.
Okay. So was that your first example? Or just like.
That was my first example. That was to kick us off. That was just my one example of my thesis. Really.
Okay. This is like. My first one, I feel like I was kind of like dipping my toes in. Like it just popped in my head. I was like, does this count? Does this not? I don't know. But I think it will fit okay. And that's like standing jeans versus sitting jeans. Because I do, like, that's a sentiment.
I do think that is like standing pretty, not necessarily exclusive to girls, but it's predominantly girls and women who experience
this. And so, obviously, depending on the event, like, the jeans fit different. And, like, honestly, the standing jeans, like, those jeans are fitting exactly how you want them to fit.
When you're standing.
And
like that's how you want to look. That's how you want to be seen in jeans.
Yes. Like these are your, like you're like, these are my ideal.
These are my photo jeans.
Of jeans. However, they're a little tight because the tightness is probably part of what makes them look so good when you're standing, but not so good when you're sitting down.
Or like just uncomfortable. Yeah. Because as you sit down, your body naturally like, you know, expands outward.
And the jeans might not have much.
You might be slouching a little bit. And so, like, you know, plenty of girls will, like, unbutton their jeans if, you know, in the right time and place. Because they're standing jeans. They're not sitting jeans. So you have to unbutton them when you're sitting. I personally, I don't have jeans that are bad enough that would warrant me, like, having to actually unbutton them.
I used to have a pair of jeans that, like, my garage jeans, which, like, I think I've gotten rid of them since. Because then at a certain point, you're kind of like, you might just have to be like, are these just too small?
Are my standing jeans now just a size too small?
But I loved how they looked and fit when I was standing. But I mean, like, I literally, I was like, I cannot wear these if I'm going to have to sit down. Nice. Can't do it.
You had to re-examine and say, you know what? It's time to put these away. Mm-hmm. You're like, your jeans go from normal jeans to standing jeans to now they're too small.
My Abercrombie jeans, I feel like generally, like, I can function pretty well in them. And honestly, like, this is a pro Anacon. They loosen up the more you wear them. So, like, they will loosen up to be a sitting jean. And then when you dry them again, they'll transition back into a standing jean.
It cycles
jean.
Through, really.
So. But honestly, like, I don't mind that.
Yeah. My next example. This one could technically, like, it's not only exclusive to girls, but I feel like it's mostly girls that do this. Debriefing.
Ooh, yes. Honestly, I love a guy that loves a debrief. I love a guy that loves to join in on the gossip session. This brings me back to when we were in Wisconsin for
like that our cousin's was a debrief. I don't even know what we're talking
wedding.
About.
And it was like after the reception, and it was just like me, Sierra, Haley, our dad, and then our brother-in-law. And like me, Sierra, and Haley, like we can debrief and gossip all day long. And honestly, our dad is a girl dad.
He can do it
too. He has no issue. But like we were literally talking about just like the act of gossiping while we were chatting and like how much we love it. And then it's like we kind of like finished one conversation and I literally
the more meta you get with like laughing. Gossiping.
What because like all of a sudden Ashton, who's our brother-in-law, he's like, I don't remember what he even brought up to talk about, but he's like, while we're talking about something, like I got a little something to say.
I just love when everyone's fully aware of like A, how much fun you're having, like, you know, when you have like that really golden like gossiping or debrief session and like no one wants to shut up, no one wants it to end. Like that is girlhood. That, even though there were men there. But just like I just love it so much. And they're so few and far between. Like a true like you can debrief.
Like when you finish a gossip session, you're just like, that was so needed.
Like that was. I wish you could go back in time.
So good.
Why do you think, let's just examine that a little bit more. Because like we said, like that's girlhood. Why do girls or women do that more than men? Why do you think? We're clearly qualified.
I think that men. I think it has to do with like, go ahead.
My honest opinion is that I just don't think guys think that deeply or care as much.
Yeah.
Like, guys are like, why are we talking about something that already happened?
I think that part of the fun is, like, because I'm just saying, I genuinely enjoy, like, I enjoy talking about things. Why do you think we have a podcast? Okay? And so I like to reanalyze
everything from every different angle.
Conversations. I'll revisit them many times years later.
Saying the same thing over and over again.
I think guys just kind of like don't do that. And like they won't really think to do that unless they're in the presence of other women who maybe are like doing the initiation and like doing the talking points.
I would be curious if there are any guy listeners and you're like, I debrief with my bros all the time. Let me know. Because to me, it just
the debrief with the
feels
bros.
Like it doesn't happen as much as women.
My next one's a really common one. It's maybe one of the most, I was going to say like epitome of girlhood, but that's not like the right conjugation I need. Anyways, planning out your hair washing days based on what you have going on. Like it is a, it's a full-time job. What you're doing, like what you're eating for dinner tonight. It is just never leaving the mind. Yeah. Or like, I mean, some people even like, I really applaud the girls who have like, maybe they are like, I'm only washing my hair X many times a week. And so like they have their like
full reset.
Now they have the days of the week in which they must cater their hair to the level of
greasiness
and dirtiness that
down,
they have.
Like fresh, clean hair. They wear it
then
and they style
they transition
it.
And do this the next
and
day.
And then do a slick back.
They do this the next day. And then they slick back. It has to be the last day. I applaud you guys. I've never really tried to train my hair. I just, the second my hair starts getting greasy, and I also can't do a slick back bun or ponytail, I have to wash it. Now, dry shampoo is my friend. I do love and appreciate my dry shampoo. But I'm like an every other day, maybe every third day hair wash person. And I've just catered it to match my gym schedule for the most part.
I think as far as like hair washing schedule for me goes, I also have it catered to mostly like washing it on the days that I work out at the gym. And then like I'll wash it usually one time over the weekend. I mean, I typically go to the gym at least once over the weekend anyways. So honestly, I don't even use my shower at home that much. But like there are times where it's like, if I get home, like, past a certain point, I haven't washed my hair, it's not getting washed that night. Like, I'm, one thing I no longer do, really, is if it's, like, past a certain point, because I like to style my hair, I'm not going to typically wash it and then, like, have to stay up to, like, style it. So, I'm like, it's going till the next day. We'll worry about it tomorrow. But that's one thing that, like, switching to being, like, a morning shower and, like, hairstyling person
gives you a little bit more
has kind
freedom.
Of helped. So, and, like, the shorter my hair has gotten, it doesn't take that long to style it, which was also a lesson that I had to learn, because I was always like, my hair's too thick, like it will never dry. And like when I was just doing a hair dryer, then like, yeah, it would take forever and like never really fully dry. But now that I burn it up with my one styler, it dries.
One step styler,
so it took me like 20 minutes to do today. Next one, not quite a fun one, but like it is relatable and it is girlhood, public safety stuff.
Yes, that is so girlhood. Especially, may I revert back to the man punching woman in New York City.
This is girlhood.
Watch out for yourselves.
He's only punching women. Why do you think? Anyway, this is mostly like girls talking about like, you know, the keys in the fist. I will say, like, I don't do like all of this
I
stuff,
understand,
but I understand it.
And I like to think I'm well aware of my surroundings. I think every girl is kind of like ingrained to be that way. But like, I probably don't have like all the safety standards in place that like I don't carry around a pepper spray. My mom's given me those one gigantic dog, like knuckle stab things. But I'm like, oh my God, that is taking up. If I put this on my keychain, that is huge.
She also got us those alarms that like you pull out and it's supposed to be right.
I do have that somewhere.
I think that's in my backpack.
It probably, like, you know, I've got options if I ever wanted. If I
and
wanted
like
to
always like when you're out walking around, like
one AirPod
head
in.
On a swivel. I have both AirPods in.
You've adjusted now.
Do you only walk whatever. With one AirPod?
Yeah, I thought that's what you did too.
No,
I
like
do.
When you go on a walk.
Yeah,
I probably should, but
probably should.
Or like this isn't like really a safety thing. Just like for me, like I've told Megan, like oh, like there's been like times where like walking Vegas and I'm like a car honked at me. Like, what does that mean? This one, I told you the one the other day, the one that honked at me, they like kept driving down and they like did a U-turn and turned down. And I was like, that's weird.
Yeah. It's just,
it's like things that you like just pay attention a little bit longer where I don't know that like a guy would have done that.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Yeah.
Like, a guy might have, like, waved, and I, like, waved at them. They didn't, nothing happened, obviously. But, like, a guy wouldn't, like, turn around and see where the car was going.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, and I was like, why are they turning around?
Excuse me. Yeah, you just gotta be more on edge. Just be aware.
Or just, like, when you're, like, on your walks, like, who are you, like, coming up against as you're, like, walking?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, we live, you know, in Des Moines. It's generally a very safe place, especially like we're in the suburbs, so it's even safer. So like I don't really feel like I've had to worry about my safety too much, but it's just like, you know, girlhood, constantly trying to be vigilant.
Yes. My next one is like, I don't know if you're like, I don't know, you guys let me know if you think this counts, updating Pinterest boards or just like kind of focusing on aesthetic things in general. I feel like it's girlhood. A lot of the things that I was noticing on like the girlhood trend on TikTok was like girls getting ready, or
there's, you know, like, why that's also girlhood? Because what are you also doing when you're getting ready? You're talking, you're debriefing, you're embracing each other's.
It's like good quality girlhood. Time. Or it's like self-care time.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have no further elaboration.
I'm trying to think. The other topics that I had weren't necessarily like examples, but I had just like thoughts to expand upon. So okay. I don't know if you want to finish your examples first.
Sure. Giving yourself a haircut. That's part of girlhood. At some point in your life, if you have never ever cut your hair, I like don't believe you. I, for better or worse, I used to cut my bangs myself.
Megan would cut my bangs.
During quarantine, I gave you a whole haircut.
You did. That was necessary.
I just
though.
Feel
it was
like
a necessary evil.
I feel like having, and some people do big changes. Some girls like give themselves wolf cuts and really do the thing. I just feel like there's something about people like you want to take control of something physical and tangible for whatever reason, and
you're like a big transformation. Yeah.
So, granted, while I've never done, like, a huge, giant hair transformation, I definitely have cut my own hair. And I feel like most women have.
That's a good one. What else?
What else do I have? What else? Next, I have looking through his following list.
That is girlhood.
This is girlhood. It kind of also, like, expands into, like, that's one thing, but then also, like, the running FBI jokes that like women can mm-hmm. literally track like anyone.
Like, do
down,
guys
give them
dating
two,
apps specifically? Do guys
I
ever
would love to know
ever try to look up who they're like matching with on, or like even not matching with? Before I will even match with someone, half the time I'm
like
trying
I need
to look
to see
them up.
Where's their Facebook at? Where's their Instagram?
I'm
at?
Like, do they have a TikTok? That's a good
you
one.
You go to TikTok?
That's a good
one. I gotta
one.
Admit,
if you can find their TikTok, it happens very very rarely. But like then you get to see what they look like. First of all, half them also wouldn't, like, they don't post, which is, you know, whatever. But, like, I've seen people that do post, and you get, like, to see their
like,
actual face. Like,
who
like,
are
who
you?
Who are they, you know?
So,
add that through rotation.
Okay.
You
usually, I am pretty, like, I'm happy with, like, Facebook and LinkedIn. Those are my two favorite ones to look
half
at
half the time,
first.
They just use the same pictures, and you're like, well, this gives me nothing.
Yeah. You're like, I was trying to find out more. Sometimes, this, usually I only spend so much time like actually bothering to do this,
because like, what's the return on my investment?
Usually the person's like, then I'm like, whatever. But if I'm really getting nowhere, I'm like, okay, I'm going to look through their friends on Facebook to try and find their mom or something, because maybe she posts more, which rarely is the case, but whatever.
People will be having their privacy settings just,
oh my God,
up too high these days.
It is crazy. Didn't even know you could get that private.
Anyway, but like related to the following list, if you are interested in a guy, you just want to keep tabs of who he is following, what he's seeing. It gives you an idea of like, consuming. Yeah.
You know, just like how you follow the people that you like seeing stuff from, and for whatever reasons, you know, same applies.
It's also like, does he follow like a million and one girls is the biggest thing that you're looking for. Because maybe that's
does
not
he follow
someone,
local girls that don't follow him back.
That's Megan's biggest red flag. Then maybe you want to consider like, is that someone that I foresee a good future relationship with? I don't know. Maybe.
Up
maybe
to
not.
You to decide.
But you need that information to make an informed decision.
Okay. Besties helping you take pictures, especially when it's like a real
girlhood
legit
is
good
Instagram
photo session. Girlhood is taking care of your girls.
Girlhood is making sure everyone gets the Instagram pic.
Like, I was seeing TikToks of like friend groups holding up phone flashlights, making sure the girls got the pics.
Us in the US Virgin Islands.
It's like, just nice when you've got that shared sentiment of like, we are all here for each other.
And we wanted everyone to feel good. We want them to feel good in the photos that we were taking. Good enough that they would feel confident posting those photos on Instagram and like be happy. And then like once the photo is taken, then like put the camera away, you enjoy whatever you're doing. And there's mixed, you know, opinions on that. Some people are like, if you're only worried about a photo, then
but
like
really
why are you on vacation?
Fun.
But I feel like both can be accomplished.
Mm-hmm. And what's the fun of like purely remembering a trip from memories and having no
like,
pictures?
If you look at the pictures, then you're like, these all suck. Like, I was there, and like, this is what I have to show for it. And like,
again, it just depends on your perspective. I have three more. Next one, checking the dress code, or like wanting more insight on the dress code.
Girlhood is looking up the parking situation.
That was my next one. I said, girlhood is looking up the parking and menu of a place before you go to it.
Yeah.
Parking, especially. Especially if it's
we
in
are
like
just
a,
girls
a
how are we supposed
area.
To drive in this world.
It stresses me out like no other. I mean, suburbia, no,
we okay? Really can't complain.
But if I'm going to downtown Des Moines, I need to know, am I parking,
is it
in a
street
parking
garage?
If I have to do street parking,
oh my God,
I would
be
rather
empty street.
I would rather walk five extra blocks
than
do
try
street
to
parking
park.
I simply wouldn't. I would be like, there's a parking garage closer than this.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. And then, so checking the dress code, I feel like oftentimes too, it's like, it's funny because like you do that, but then also there's times when you don't do that and then everyone is showing up in something completely different, which is fine too. My last one that I had specifically written out was, which is maybe just a me thing because me and my shark flex style love to have a time. But messing with hair tool cords. Could be cords in general, but like, oh my God, the cord on my Shark Flex Style is twisting up like no other.
Girlhood is your most intense arm workout being styling your hair.
Yes.
Like doing it today, I didn't even have an arm workout today. It was a list day for me. But I'm like alternating which hand I'm holding up. Like, whew. You gotta give my shoulders a rest. My goodness, that's my hardest shoulder workout that I do, is my hair.
The endurance, really, is what it is.
My fast twitch muscles are fatiguing. I don't know if that's right.
I think it'd be your slow twitch, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
Your endurance.
No one.
Fast is.
No one checked me on that.
So those were all the ones I had. Those were my girlhood.
Okay. So then, just to elaborate this conversation a little bit further, I don't know if you ran into this experience when you were like looking stuff up as well, or if like you were mostly, I think, on TikTok, and so I was also trying to look up stuff on just like online in general and in forums. And there was like a lot of deeper conversation around like not even just girlhood itself, but like the girl blank trend or like the blank girl trend.
I was thinking of, I just like when I was searching stuff like that and how I knew there's controversy surrounding that came up in my mind of like whether or not that would be relevant to talk about. while I understand what people are saying, I kind of think it all stems back to, like, do you want to take ownership of that or not? And I do. I like taking ownership of, like, girlhood.
I am a woman doing
girl
this.
Girl math.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, to me, because everyone, the big controversy when it's, like, girl math, girl dinner, people are like, why are we infantilizing women and, like, trying to separate ourselves and, like, make ourselves seem like girl math when it's, like, girls can just do math? To me, one, girl math and is not a girl doing math.
I am someone, like, all this stems back to, like, I am someone who embraces, I am just a girl. I live by that. I love saying that because I think at the end of the day.
Don't say it.
At the end of the day, I am just a girl. How else would you, like, I know what it
like,
means.
Like, if a guy were to say, I'm just a boy.
They could do that, too.
Yeah. I was going to say that it wouldn't work, but it does.
I feel like the sentiment is just kind of like, we are all just humans.
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes we don't know things, okay? There are a lot of things I do not know, okay? So I have taken that to kind of apply to anything, which there's plenty of things I don't know and don't really understand very well, and say, like, yeah, guess what? I don't know that. I could know that. I could figure that out. But I haven't.
I'm one girl.
And I don't really care to.
As far as, like, girl math, to me, like, I don't know. It's hard to, like, explain, like, why it makes sense to me. Because people are like, why is girl math, like, being bad at math? Mm-hmm. And it's like, I feel like girl math isn't so much, like, the math. It's the justification. Because it's typically related to buying.
That is what it is.
Buying stuff that you don't need.
It's not the issue of the math and not being good at math. The girl math trend came along.
Could you say, like, girl logic?
Trying to justify it because,
and, like, that's, like, instead of girl math, you could say girl logic. And it's the same thing. Because you're like, oh, like, I've seen people saying, like, oh, like, I got $20 back. Or, like, I just got $20 because I returned the clothes that I didn't want anymore. And so you got paid $20, but really you're just getting the money back.
At the end of the day, people just want to live in a world where, like, they can kind of feel a little hit of dopamine every once in a while. So if it makes you feel better to think, I returned something, I got some money back, what is wrong with that?
Or, like, what other stuff? Like, girl dinner. To me, because there's, like, also, like, this whole thing with girl dinner, where people are like, is this, like, feeding into, like, unhealthy eating and, like, eating disorders and stuff? Or to disordered
me,
eating?
The truest form of girl dinner at its heart of hearts was, and, like, how it started, was when you kind of, like, don't really feel like cooking things, or, like, you kind of didn't do, like, a good grocery run, or you're in the middle of, like, you need to go get groceries,
mm-hmm.
And so you piece together.
So, like, what can you put together?
Just things that's
still
that
plenty
have.
Of calories. Could still be healthy for you. Like, it might be kind of weird. It'd be like, here's my side of popcorn. I have, like, some ham and crackers. And then I found an apple.
Yeah.
It's like, what is this dinner? I don't know. It's all
but
I had.
I'm eating it.
And this is my dinner. But still plenty of calories. Let it be known. Anything? I'm going to see if there's any other notes that I had. The other thing I wanted to touch on was that I also feel like the rise in girlhood, I know I mentioned Barbie, like, at the top of the episode, we're circling back now, but I feel like the reason it seems like so many more women are pinpointing, like, pointing out, like, girlhood and, like, womanhood and, like, all that stuff is because of, like, this embrace and, like, the camaraderie of, like, femininity. And mm-hmm. people, like, playing into that because, like, historically people have tried to, like, you know, shy away from that a little bit and say, like, oh, like, girls can do anything guys can do, like, pushing that, like, femininity stuff aside for the most part and, like, you know, building on equality and, like, mm-hmm. you know, trying to lessen the separation. And I feel like now that we've gotten to an improved place of equality between men and women, that now women can say, okay, let's keep this where it's at. But I still do like all that other stuff. And so I feel like now this is our time when we are embracing our femininity and, like, celebrating what it means to be a girl, what it means to be a woman,
mm-hmm.
and, like, all the relationships and stuff that we understand, like, about what that means.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it.
Thank you.
No notes.
No notes for that. That's the end of my thesis. So,
well, you did a good job.
Okay, so hopefully you guys enjoy this episode.
I just told you, like, oh, that was a good thesis. Granted, we had already talked, like, a lot about books and stuff at that point, so it wasn't from, like, the very beginning of the episode. But I was just like, well.
What?
We started and ended talking about girlhood, and I just felt like it went so quick. so quick.
Quack.
And on that note,
hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. Let us know your thoughts or your experiences when it comes to girlhood and womanhood. Do you think those two experiences are like
That's a huge knot.
That's girlhood.
When it's a windy day, and then all of a sudden,
this one side note for us, one little sidebar: is there a difference between girlhood and womanhood to you?
No,
I feel like there is, and let me tell you why.
I actually have another note.
To me, girlhood is more celebrating like the, like, I don't want to say naivety of being a girl. What?
My hair.
Oh,
I just like, I'm gonna have a time getting that out.
But like, just, it's like the simple things. It's like the little things of like, you as a little girl, like, you could relate to these things then, and like as you're growing up, like, you, I don't know how to explain it, honestly.
Okay,
good. But job. To me, they're different.
And then womanhood is
you being an adult. I don't know, I'll circle back to this, but not in this episode. Okay. If you guys are watching the video version and you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel, please consider doing so. And you can leave a comment with your thoughts on the episode, with your thoughts and experiences about girlhood and or womanhood.
Otherwise, we will talk to you guys next Thursday.
Bye.